A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Check, 2, 3. Welcome back to Coolin' Out Pod.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? We're back. Another week. Episode 101. I'm going to start counting now.
Yeah.
It's easier to count on the pod because then, you know, over time you just lose track of it. Got to go back and search. Episode 101. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back, yeah. We're on 2 years now, I think, too.
This is 2 years. This episode is actually 2 years. Damn.
A lot of celebrations.
My liver can't take it all. My liver can't handle it all. A lot of celebrations. Episode 100 was last week. Now we're on a 2-year anniversary this week. I feel like we said it all last week. I don't even...
Yeah, we don't really need
Yeah, I'm not going to go through the spill again. But yeah, thank you for your love support.
Yeah.
Amen.
Keep rocking.
Yeah, keep rocking with us.
How's your week been?
It's pretty solid so far. I mean, you know, we're recording this. This is Tuesday now. I didn't have work yesterday.
Congrats.
Fucked around and woke up at noon. Which actually was a bad thing. I don't remember the last time I slept that late. So, like, when I woke up, I was, like, uncoordinated. And, like, I didn't really get about the bed till like, 1. And then I had to wash clothes. And, like, I did some cleaning around the house. And by the time I looked up, it was 6 o'clock.
Jesus.
Yeah, and it was, like, I didn't get to do anything I wanted to do. Like, I already had it in my head. Like, yeah, I'm going to wake up and play 2K for a little.
Yeah.
I might watch Shannon and Skip, Undisputed, live. You know, like, I had all these things. Like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to work on something. You know? None of that happened.
Nah.
Like, did some cleaning. Washed some clothes, looked up, it was 6 o'clock. I was like, damn, now I gotta eat dinner.
Yeah.
Damn, now I gotta get ready to go to work. That's literally how it happened.
How was your weekend?
It was cool. I mean, what did I do this weekend? Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday I went to Boston, which was fun, but it was hectic. Like, literally drove up to Boston that day and then drove back down that night. Yeah. It was it was a lot, but worth it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Boston's cool. Nice. I mean, I didn't really get a chance to like experience it. Like, we were just at one restaurant. We're at just one location. So I didn't get to like walk around and really take it all in. But it seemed really like a really nice city.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But I would love to go back and experience it. Like actually experience it. But yeah, I mean, that was really it. Outside of that, it was on my couch, man.
Lucky you.
How was Saturday for you? I mean, I know you guys met up and...
Oh, it was fun.
It was cool? Fun.
Yeah, we went to the sports club in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I saw a bunch of people. I haven't seen, you know, Chris, friend in town, you know, a couple of Astoria folks.
Mm.
And the vibe in the place, because it was a really good card.
Yeah.
And I actually watched the entire card. It was really good, the UFC card.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll get to it. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Friday... I should mention, I went to the movies and saw A Star is Born. Really good.
Really good film?
Really good. Like, Bradley Cooper is fucking crazy.
What about Lily Gaga?
She's good, too. Okay. She's really good. But okay. Cooper is amazing in it.
Really?
Yeah. Sad movie, though. I should brace yourself, but it's really good.
It's really fine. Good. I ain't cried in a minute. You got to let it out sometimes.
Yo, there's some moments.
You letting it out, Kev?
Nah. I definitely was like, a lot of damn.
You had to hit him with the sun bright. Damn. And y'all inside.
Somebody cutting onions. No, but aside from that, I've been working like 6-day weeks. So to your point, when Sunday came, I didn't do anything. I looked at the laundry, then I closed the door on it.
You went to work Saturday?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I said, count them up. I was like, yeah, I can make it through another week. Got some more clean clothes. And then I just chilled. Got to take a day to yourself. Have a lazy day.
Yeah, man. I'm appreciating these, like, those lazy days more and more.
It's needed.
Yeah. Especially now the sun is like, you know, mm-hmm. faded away. Summer's gone. It's easier. It's yeah. like I look outside. It's cloudy. It's dreary. And I mean, if y'all don't know us, we that shit ain't never stopped us before.
No, but I guess, I don't know if it's more on my plate. No, I don't know.
Yeah, that shit ain't never stopped.
Nothing's
me.
Ever stopped. I don't know.
Must be maturity.
Yeah. Slowly, I guess we are turning the corner.
Yeah.
Because I got to conserve my energy.
You got to pick and choose your spots.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like, nah, I can't hit that, but I'm going to hit this. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I mean, that was really my weekend. Anything else happened? How's your work week?
It's been like a lot. Just a lot on my plate. Some reshuffling at work, some sudden changes. So a lot on my plate, more managerial duties, but it's just flying. I look down and then I look up. And it's just mad missed texts and like I'm just zoned in.
Yeah.
But it's just flying. I mean, can't really.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
And we're getting stuff done, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I used to complain about being like, sometimes I complain about being like really busy at work.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I have nothing to do, I mean, that's not true. When I don't have anything that's of a pressing matter to do.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I'm sitting there just watching the clock and I'm like, damn, like this is taking forever. Like, why is the day going so long? But then when you're like really busy, then time flies because you're like actually like locked in. Put my phone face down. I'm just like, all right, cool. Yeah. Let me actually lock in and do this work.
Yeah.
And then time flies by.
Get you the right playlist or podcast.
Oh, of course. Man. You got to have the right podcast playlist.
Yeah.
Where do we want to start? Let's start with the madness. I don't know why I even asked. I already knew I wanted to start. UFC.
And go.
Ooh! That was one of the best undercards I've ever seen in my life.
Without question.
We're going to get to the Conor later, yeah. But that was one of action-packed, entertaining undercards I have ever seen.
Agreed.
In my life.
Agreed.
And normally, which is actually pretty funny, most of the time with the UFC, when there's like a major, major fight like this Conor Khabib fight,
mm-hmm.
most of the time the undercard isn't that good. I mean, like, they'll put like good fighters there, but I think their styles just don't mesh well.
Yeah.
So it ends up like not being as entertaining as this fight. Like that, what's that kid's name? Pedersen? Or not Pedersen, starts with a P. Damn. I don't know, but both of these dudes were like, just had blood gushing out their heads. And they were just smiling at each other. I was like,
is that who fought Ferguson?
Anthony Pettis. Yes. Because Ferguson won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's Anthony. Yeah. Ferguson. Ugh. These dudes were just bleeding and just smiling. I was like, yo, you got to really love what you do.
Yeah. It takes a different kind of person.
I get a paper cut.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn. And you know that should be burning? You got to.
When the water hit it, too? Yeah, my eyes stink.
Yeah. These niggas getting elbows dropped on them, knees
and
to the
laughing.
Face. Laughing. Yeah. Just love. Like, that's just pure bliss for them. I don't understand it, but they seem to be in their element.
Yeah.
But one of the let me look this up because I gotta.
Yeah, I don't know names.
I need to know all the names because this was like some of like
I know the big black dude.
Yeah, that's why I was about to talk about him. I'm like, bruh.
Ooh.
Real nigga.
He got that. Woo.
Well, he was getting his ass beat.
He was going to lose it.
He was getting his ass.
If that had went to decision,
he was getting
he would have lost. Oh. In the nick of time, though. Woo. One of them haymakers.
Bro.
God almighty. And once he got him, he ain't let up.
But his.
It was looking dire, though. Because he was looking gassed.
His. What the fuck? This ain't what I clicked on. But his. What am I looking for?
UFC 229.
That's what it was, 229. What did I just type? Oh, I typed in 233.
Futuristic vibes.
I'm looking forward to the future. Yeah, his name's Anthony Pettis, but Derek Lewis, that's his name. And Alexander Volkov, whatever his name is, was whooping
he
his
He was whooping
ass.
It, giving him the
was
hands.
Giving him hands, feet
on knees, elbows, and knees and toes.
Just hitting them with every part of his body.
You heard the humps,
yeah,
too. He was getting gassed.
Every time he got kicked.
Or there was one time he faked the eye poke. I wasn't even mad at him.
Yo,
I would, too.
I thought they were going to stop the fight. I felt bad. He was just getting his ass whooped.
He faked the eye poke at one time. I'm like, he didn't even go nowhere near y'all. But he had to regroup.
He needed that extra breath. He's like, ah, shit.
I respect
it. But when he hit him with that haymaker,
thank God.
But that's
he
what
needed it.
That's why mixed martial arts is like so entertaining though, because he's getting his ass beat the entire fight, and then like with 11 seconds left.
Yes.
11 seconds left, I think. He just, I don't know, just dropped this haymaker and laid this motherfucker out.
Yep.
Like cold out. And then his interview after, some comedy.
Oh, he's gonna meet up with Joe Rogan and smoke weed on
that Donald Trump told him that we losing to Russia, so he had to knock this Russian ass out. Joe Rogan asked him, who was interviewing him, was like, what are you gonna do after this? He said, oh, shit, I need to go sit my fat black ass down. I need to go do some cardio. Like, he was just saying some wild shit. That was like one of the greatest interviews ever.
That shit was so entertaining.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but it was Tony Ferguson and Anthony Pettis. Them two, they were just bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this can't be fun for y'all. But they were just smiling about it, all happy go lucky.
Yeah, Ferguson looked like he just sounded like a different dude, man.
He is a different dude.
I listen to his post game. I'm like, what?
These dudes. First of all, you have to be off in some slightly in some capacity to even think about hopping in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that you know, any given second, someone can knee you in your face, kick you so fast you don't even see it coming.
Cave your nose in. Break your cheekbone.
Anything.
God.
Break your eye socket.
You're going to knee to the face. Oof.
Anything. Choke you out. And then you wake up 15 minutes later asking everybody, what happened?
Like, why y'all looking like this?
Y'all good?
Y'all good.
You just get embarrassed on national TV at any given moment. But you get in there and you happy.
Shit.
Let's get down to the main event, though. Ooh. Were you surprised by the outcome?
No, I didn't think he was going to win.
Let's do some history then. Mm-hmm. Let's jump back in some history for some of the listeners who might not know. So Conor McGregor and I don't know his full name, but Khabib fought UFC 229 past
Khabib
Saturday.
And I don't know how to pronounce
it. Yeah, I don't know his last name. Negamaro, some shit like that. But anyway, Khabib was the hands-down favorite, but Conor McGregor is like the face of the UFC. The face of it, but he's been gone for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Last time he actually fought was August of 2017. He fought Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match.
Yeah. What was his last UFC fight?
Nate Diaz, which was in 2016.
That's the one he came back and won?
Yeah, he won, yeah. So they got this. I didn't realize how real this beef was. I thought this was like, I ain't gonna lie, all this time I was like, yo, this is staged. I mean, I know he was saying some disrespectful shit, but like the whole thing in Brooklyn where he picked up the barricade. First of all,
and threw it at the bus?
Yeah, that was Khabib on the bus. First of all, Conor McGregor, you take a 7-hour private jet to come.
Yeah, that was still wild. Every time I read that.
He literally got.
How are you mad in Ireland? Go ahead.
He in Ireland. So anyway, so one of Conor McGregor's, teammates or training mates, Khabib was like, you know, they got into a little beef. Conor McGregor in Ireland.
Got word in Ireland.
Got word. He said, what? Hopped on the PJ
himself. He
no
didn't
one.
Send nobody. He
hopped
himself.
On the PJ, got to Brooklyn, picked up the barricade, and was attacking a bus that that contained a bunch of UFC fighters. One being Khabib. A lot of fighters
didn't people get injured?
Yeah, they got like glass shards and like shit. Yeah.
Didn't anybody have to pull out?
Yeah, two people had to pull out a fight. Actually, yeah.
Make it be note: Conor was never suspended.
Course
was he even fined?
I mean, I don't think so. He got arrested, so I think they just took it. I think they just took the criminal charges on it.
That's crazy.
I think, but
Khabib
all the,
said he tried to kill people in his press conference. That's what he said.
I mean, I don't know if he tried to kill
That's
people,
what
but
Khabib
the boy,
said.
The boy was definitely on coke.
Yeah, I was.
He was definitely.
It takes a different mindset
to be angry for 7 hours in the air.
To be
you
that
know how long you got to be angry? I can be angry for like 15 minutes. I could be like, damn, you're gonna play like, yo, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
7 hours in the air, you angry. Then you angry when you land. Then you angry in transport to Brooklyn. You just angry all that time. Now, imagine the rage that he had when he got to Brooklyn. Imagine what that rage was 8 hours ago. Because it had to calm down a little bit.
Unless he kept that rage up somehow.
He definitely was on the train.
I ain't say nothing. I'm just saying. I ain't saying.
A lot of rolled up $100 bills. You saying that's what you suggested?
Not me.
It was a lot of rolled up money on that flight.
I need the listeners to Google Ireland or the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, and see how long
the distance. The distance.
That is still crazy. I'm trying to think,
like, the closest airport to Barclays is probably what, JFK or LaGuardia?
And even that,
because there's no private airport there for him to land his PJ. Yeah, that's in, bruh. Then you still gotta get a car,
and then going in traffic
to Barclays. Yo,
during the time there's a press conference too, so there's traffic to get out of the airport.
Yeah,
traffic to.
He wild.
That is wild.
He wild.
That is not reported enough.
He's wild. He's wild.
I would have been in that air regretful. Like, we need to turn it around.
You wasting all this money, God. Why are we doing this?
You leaving your hometown. You a hero. Go party. Go leave some stress.
Leave to go to prison. Just leave it.
Word. How do you wake up that day like, yeah, let me.
Going to New York. Let me sleep. Ain't talk to my youngin' like that. This nigga, he must have been on coke like heavy. And we're not condoning nothing, but the actions speak for themselves.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that and his whiskey. He must have been
zoning. Oh, he's heavy on that proper whiskey. Have you ever had it? Speaking of quick, because me neither. It's not that expensive, though. I thought about buying it, but I'm not really a whiskey man like that. But, yeah. I mean, I'll support Connor.
Research purposes.
Yeah, when he's winning again, I'll support him.
Yeah.
But, he went in this fight as the underdog. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he was going to win, but we had a couple of friends that thought he was going to win, blind followers.
Yeah.
What'd you think about what you saw, though?
He just never looked terrible for him, but he never really looked like he was in it. From the time he got punched in his face and he's repeatedly, like, being dragged to the floor and he's, like, trying to evade the holes. He was never on really, just perpetually on defense.
Second round, Khabib caught him clean.
I saw, and he had.
Yeah, he had him, like, them knees started buckling. He was doing tip drilling. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there was a part in the second round where Khabib was, like, standing over him and Conor was just, like, covering up. And he was just, like, dropping fists on him. And I was like, damn, I'm surprised they didn't stop it, but.
He didn't really, when they showed the replay, he was pretty.
Wasn't really connected, too heavy, but it looked worse, yeah. But I was like, damn.
Conor went around. He's the only person that went around against this man, Khabib.
Which one, the third one?
Mm-hmm.
But that was Khabib's fault. Khabib chose to, that's not his fault, but Khabib chose to stand.
I agree, boxing, but
do you think
he never lost a round.
Do you think Conor hurt him in that round, though?
No.
Not at all.
No, he came into the fourth like, okay, I'm not really playing around anymore.
Yeah. And then you see when he choked Conor out in the fourth, Conor tapped out, and then he pulled tighter, and then Conor tapped out like incessantly after that. Then he was like, "All right, I'm gonna let you go." Then he stood over him, and I was like, "Damn!"
Wait, he disrespected his father.
He called his father a terrorist. That's what he said exactly. Called his father a terrorist. He disrespected his religion. Mm. Shit, it was something else he said.
You also did, that's when he said he tried to kill people on the bus.
Yes.
Not, he literally said that. I was like.
Yeah, he disrespected. I know for a fact he called his father a terrorist.
You could have said hurt.
I know that for a fact. He called his father a terrorist.
Yeah, I read that. Terrorist rat or something
like that. Yeah, he was talking a lot of shit about the Muslim faith and, a lot. Like, a lot.
Shit.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I wasn't. He was, 26-0 entering the fight?
There's something else that Conor McGregor said, though. There was three things that, like, I remember, like, oh, damn, like, Conor's tripping. But, he was talking reckless to him. Real reckless.
Yeah, he needs to go home and regroup.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he needed a tune-up fight or something, though.
That, too.
Like, you can't just jump back and jump. I mean, but I ain't gonna lie.
If he had pulled this off, then it's like,
whoa. I thought he was going to get Ronda Rousey.
Yeah?
Because I was like, yo, we ain't seen him in a minute. You can't just take 2 years off and then jump back into it.
Yeah, it was definitely on the table.
And it was like a year of him just partying. Like,
yeah.
He won that 100. I mean, he didn't win 100 mil, but he made 100 mil. And I sensed him not being as focused as he once was. Not as hungry as one needs to be when you're in the UFC. I feel like you have to be like, that's a hunger sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to be like.
Was he at the press conference? Drinking all the proper whiskey?
Drinking proper whiskey.
Khabib said he's just drinking and doing drugs. That's what Khabib said.
It looked like. But he looked like he was in phenomenal shape, though.
That's the thing. It's like maybe two things can be true. Maybe when training camp opened, but yeah, he needed a. He can't just jump right into.
Yeah, and I want to say maybe, you know, that affected his stamina, but I supposedly like he's never been like too good when you take him into like the deeper rounds, Connor.
Well, he gonna have to.
Because even in the Nate Diaz fight, he was gassed when they when they got to the fourth round. But then he won in the fifth because him and Nate were gassed, and he like caught him with a couple of punches. But
well, yeah, your biggest opponents take you to the deepest. Your resources. He gonna have to really.
I don't know what he gonna do for Khabib this time.
Was he trying to take him to the ground?
Who?
Connor. He was just trying to strike, right?
Yeah, he was trying to strike and then try to defend. Khabib take him to the ground. Yeah. A lot of defending, but.
Because I'm trying to think how he approaches the rematch. Aside of
getting he asked for it, but
cardio.
I just don't see him winning.
I don't either.
Not based on the way this first fight went down.
Yeah.
It didn't look like he... There wasn't like not one point where I was like, okay, cool, Connor's coming back. Connor might win this.
Yeah, he didn't particularly look rusty either to me, per se. He just looked outmatched.
Yeah, he looked like he...
Like there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, he didn't look like he like was like lost in the octagon. He just...
He's better.
Yeah, he was like, yo, he better than you. Damn,
yeah.
Hate it had to be him.
Six fight deal too. You can't be coming out.
That's what I'm saying. The first one,
that he would lose that one though. But if he loses another, then it's like.
That's what I'm saying. It depends. That's what I'm saying. It depends on how he lost. Like if he would have literally like gotten near the first round and literally like got Ronda Rousey like where then I'm like, damn, this was a bad investment for Dana White.
Mm-hmm.
But because he lost the way he lost, he took him to the deep rounds, and then he just got choked out.
Yeah,
which happened to anyone. So I was like, all right, cool. Now what he needs to do, he needs some tune-up fights in between. Like, he shouldn't just jump back in there and fight Khabib again.
What do you think his next fight should be?
Ferguson.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good fight. Because him and Ferguson,
even
like...
Even the lead-up to that.
Yeah, both of them like to strike. But he needs to, like, fight someone still competitive where, like, you know, it'd still be a good main draw for UFC.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a break from Khabib.
Yeah.
You got to work your way back up to that. And realistically, I think Ferguson, by beating Pettis, is supposed to have a shot against Khabib now.
He is.
Yeah, so.
Yes. So it's up to Dana.
Yeah, sucks for Ferguson.
What would you do?
Ferguson?
No, you, if you're Dana White.
Oh, Ferguson what? Ferguson and Connor.
And who does Khabib? He just waits until.
Just wait. You suspended now. You fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
But he ain't going to be suspended, but.
You don't think he's going to get suspended?
They'll probably just fine him.
For jumping in the crowd?
They'll say that they're going to suspend. That's how things going to work. I think they say they're going to suspend him, but it's going to work out because they're just going to make him wait until Ferguson and Connor fight. And then he's going to get the win of that fight. So they're going to say, yeah, you're suspended. But realistically, he has no one to fight until them two fight.
Mm.
That's how I think it's going to work out. So it's going to be a win-win, business-wise and public in the public eye.
So that won't be until what, spring?
Yeah.
Late spring.
Kind of need some time to recover.
He posted on Instagram with quite a black eye.
Yeah,
quite
talking about some. First of all, he said,
"Please."
It made no sense to me. He said, "Great." He
Give
said,
me some clarity,
"He said,
sir.
Good knock. They won the battle, but we won the war. What war did they win?"
I saw him tap out. I saw him get sucker punched.
I saw his boy
get hands and elbows.
I was like, did these niggas shoot someone in the back and I ain't know about it? Like,
if something happened on wax we don't know about.
Somebody got stabbed in the dressing room. We ain't know about it. Because I'm like, what I saw on the camera, y'all all lost. There's a bunch of L's being handed around for that squad.
That was wild in the moment, though.
Yo.
I was like, yo, what am I watching? I'm like jumping around in the bar. Like, yo, what is this?
Khabib.
That shit was so entertaining.
Yo, Khabib collabed with the quickness. Oh. The way he got out that cage, like the security guard was standing right there. Like, and he ain't know what to do. He was like, oh. He definitely gonna get fired. He definitely gonna get fired.
And they had mad security and they mad still needed security. More.
Bro. Like he got out. I think Connor's teammate yelled at him something. What do you know what he yelled at him exactly?
I don't.
It was something like
must have been a racial.
It's like a racial slur or some. Call him a terrorist rat or a Muslim rat, something like that. Didn't quite work out for you, beloved. You think he's gonna come after you?
And then Connor took a swipe at the cameraman. No, not the cameraman. He took a swipe at somebody that was sitting on top of the cage. And then
that didn't work out for him because someone punched him right in the shit.
Then somebody ran and hit him from behind.
That was a fan. That was a fan. That's what the report says. It was a fan. They gotta find out exactly who the fan is and press charges. Well, figure out what charges exactly can be pressed on the fan. But that fan,
he got two types of hands and feet.
Clean hit him.
Yeah.
Boop. And he was too tired to even respond. He just like, God, he just got choked out.
Yeah, he said he wasn't pressing charges against Khabib's.
That ain't surprising.
Yeah, because
first of all, how would that look if he pressed charges?
Yeah.
He would lose so much cred. Like, after all that shit you was talking, now you're going to press charges?
Yeah. No, I respect it.
You have to get back in the ring, beloved, and hopefully, well, the octagon, and hopefully win.
He got to win. That's another thing. He got to eventually beat this man.
You gotta win.
You gotta eventually
it's
win.
It's 1-on-1. And you asked for this. You flew to Brooklyn for this.
Let us not forget. Yeah. This cannot be stressed enough.
You flew to Brooklyn. You
from
went out of
Ireland to Brooklyn, New York.
Oh my God. Not the Irish section of Queens. Ireland. Berlin. You flew from Ireland to Brooklyn to start this up just to catch these hands.
Hopefully it's not worse the next time they collide.
Nah. So I got faith in Conor.
I do too. I think now that he knows what he's stepping in the ring with.
Yeah, I think also if you hold your own with him.
The octagon,
to that extent after being off for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I think the next fight's going to be a tad bit closer.
Yeah.
I just think that ultimately he can't. Khabib is just too good of a grappler. You seen the video when he was 8 years old, him wrestling bears?
No, I read that. I thought somebody was joking. That's a real thing? Oh, damn. I got Khabib fucked up.
Khabib wrestling with bears when he ate. He had no other future. This is his future. This is what he was trained for. Conor, on the other hand, was homeless 5 years ago. This is out of necessity. Khabib does this shit for fun. He loved wrestling bears. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, it's different, man.
It is different.
It's different seeing Conor. Bro, it was different in the, like just in general seeing him with the blue gloves on. I'm not used to him like being. Well, he was an underdog in the Nate Diaz fight after he lost, but it was still just like something about this fight. I just felt like walking in like, yo, he's gonna lose.
Yeah. I just didn't see 2 years off against somebody that's undefeated.
Yeah.
And a record, too. It's not like he, like, 8-0 or 20+0. Like,
how much more do you think Conor can lose, though? Like, how much more do you think he can just, like,
I think he can take one.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
More close from about a 30 has to. It's gonna be a lot of, like, they're gonna be piling on now. They're gonna be digging his grave if he loses the second one. But if he loses three straight, then it's like, what's the point?
Yeah,
I could really see. I could see Dana still sticking, but I don't know how he sells them. It also depends how he loses, like you said.
Yeah,
but flat out losses, I don't really, after two, I don't really see.
That's what I think. It's like, it's also because of Connor's, like, persona.
That's another thing. You can't be cocky when it's
yeah,
like,
how do you say yourself? You're going to be so cocky when you keep losing.
You ain't. Yeah, you're going to be like, yo, you ain't won since 2016.
You at the press conference talking hella shit. All of a sudden, I got to do is say, yo, you haven't won in 5 years. It's over.
Yeah. You're gonna say, it's like, we being kind, not counting Floyd.
Yeah, but I can whip you. What else could you say? Like,
yeah.
There's nothing else for him to say. Like,
yeah, it wouldn't match. It wouldn't match anymore. It's like, we know.
Yeah. UFC is a very brutal and interesting sport. Like, someone can literally be better than you and you can still win.
Yeah.
Like that, like Derek Lewis, he was clearly outmatched.
But he clearly got hit the right.
You got one good punch in and he won.
That's why they have a hard time, I was reading, marketing stars, because you can't control the outcome.
Yeah, there's no control of the outcome.
So that's why they have a hard time marketing.
Yeah, you have one star that's on top for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they get laid out one time.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. One good punch, one good kick.
But again, to Connor's credit, can't count him out because of all the cachet he's built.
Yeah.
Obviously the wins, but I was reading, that's like 3 to 5 different times at the last moment his opponent switched and he always accepts. He's never rejected a fight, even after a switch on short notice.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I'm sure this was Khabib's biggest payday, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Worked out for him also.
Oh, he can't wait to get his hands on him again.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, beat this boy ass again. Make the most money I ever made. Cool.
He getting calls from Putin.
That's crazy because Conor is going to continue to get paid more than Khabib.
I was just thinking
that. And lose. It's like Ronda Rousey, though, when she, after she lost the first time, the second fight was against Nunes.
Yeah.
And Rousey was paid like $3 million, I think, and Nunes was paid $100,000.
That's insane.
It was something drastic. Like, I was like, oh, just for Rousey to get in there, go in there and get her face rearranged.
That she did. Ooh.
But now she's thriving in the WWE, so I'm going to leave her alone.
Yeah, she champ.
But she champ? That wouldn't surprise me. I saw that coming. She definitely got paid in the WWE. She has a big following.
Yeah.
Even I remember, like, when she got laid out, just going on Twitter and seeing, like, people posting up pictures of them crying and shit. I'm like,
yeah,
calm down. But
so
yeah,
what's his name? Before we get off the UFC, Cormier.
Daniel Cormier.
Yeah.
John Jones.
No, it was a different fight that. He said yes. He was talking to TMZ Sports. He said yes. He's going to fight John Jones and some other dude, which I guess is the fight that's happening in November. And he said when John Jones is cleared or whatnot, that would be his last fight. He said those are going to be his last two. But he also mentioned Brock. So maybe he wasn't. Because I just got an alert. There's a fight set for November for him. I forgot who. But
don't worry. I'll check.
But he definitely mentioned Brock and John Jones. So I guess he wants both.
I'm surprised Daniel Cormier is still at the top of the sport.
Yeah. Well, it's because of Jones.
He's fighting Derek Lewis.
That's Big Black. Pause. Time out.
Yo.
Cardio in need of?
Yeah. Daniel Cormier versus Derek Lewis, UFC 230 at Madison Square Garden. Is Derek Lewis going to be ready in time? That's November 3rd.
That's less than 2 months. What he gonna do?
He just got his ass beat a couple of times over.
He still wanna go smoke weed, he said.
We'll see if he ready. Derek Lewis and Daniel Cormier. I wonder how much these UFC fights cost. Say MSG.
Yeah.
I've never been to a. I would go if someone gave me a ticket.
Yeah.
Me investing in it myself. I'll go to a bar and watch it. It's too much. But yeah, let's get up off that UFC. A couple of things we can talk about. Jimmy Butler.
Awkward. I can't believe they're really going to go through with this awkwardness.
Got a report today. Got that Bleacher Alert. I said, put my phone right back down. So the Wolves are just planning on starting the season with him.
Yeah, we talked about this. As awkward as it is.
Who's the most upset about it?
Cat.
Yep. Cat. Yep.
Cat definitely got assurances when he signed his contract extension that you will not be suiting up with this man.
They got him. They got him. He took their word. Should have got it in writing.
Shit. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Actually, Glenn Taylor going to feel bad. This season's going to be a mess.
This is going to be a terrible mess. Like, too much already has spilled out into the public eye. Mm-hmm. Like, Andrew Wiggins, his brother, is just coming out talking reckless. Cat made it already basically, like, let it be known that he wasn't going to sign until Jimmy Butler was, like, on the trading block. Now they're just going to get on the court and coincide like nothing ever happened.
And people are going to be analyzing all of everything. Their interactions between the three of them. It's like, what do you think of the deal that they got from the Heat?
I mean, they lowballed them. Josh Richardson and a protected first round pick.
That's wild, the protection.
That's wild. A protected first round pick. They lowballed the hell out of him. But Minnesota, like, put themselves in that position to be lowballed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got Jimmy Butler coming out reminding people he still wants to be traded nonstop. Then there's reports that Tibbs wants to keep you. Then there's reports that the owner said, no, forget what Tibbs says. Yeah. Call me and let's get the trades talking started. Then was it last week or 2 weeks ago now where the owner, it was like a Thursday or a Friday, and owner was like, yeah, I want him traded by Tuesday at this time. Like, that's not how trades work. Like, you are diminishing your asset by saying, oh, you have to be gone by Tuesday by 8, you know? So they put themselves in a position to be lowballed, and that's why they got lowballed.
Yeah, realistically, they have until February.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you'd want to stretch this out, but do you lose them for nothing?
What do you think would be a good offer?
From the Heat?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be unprotected first.
That's a fact.
Start there. Josh Richardson's nice. I don't know how much they value Justice Winslow. But also, I got to unload Dang. So, I don't know.
Gorgie,
yeah. So, I really don't know.
It seems like
this is their only serious trade partner.
Well, I mean, at first, someone I saw online, someone did a three-team trade with the Phoenix, where Jeff Teague would go to Phoenix, Dragic and a pick would go to Minnesota.
That's not
and
bad.
And then we would get word, right? Bandwagon like a bug. We would get And then Jimmy Butler would go.
Oh, to the Heat.
And there was something else. There was some of those players are wrong, but I know those were like the three main players that were leaving, but Gorgie Dieng was included in one of those teams. Yeah.
Well, until further notice.
Yeah, that's all we got for
just
him.
Just skip by him in fantasy.
I can't wait to see.
Until a certain
I might watch their opening night just to see the awkwardness. Actually, I'm not going to be
here. When they play, Wednesday?
I don't know. But if it's on national TV, then. Well, it depends on what time it comes on.
Twitter will update you.
Yeah, because if it comes on like 10:30 or 11, it ain't happening. I don't stay up for them Timberwolves.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your time difference going to be?
6 hours, 7 hours.
Word.
I might not see any of the games, actually. Shit, I'm be...
Highlights.
Be in Paris, losing my damn mind. I ain't going to be a damn. It was 8 o'clock. I'm going to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning to watch a basketball game.
Shit. Nah, you're by 2 o'clock. I don't think you
will. Nah, it ain't going to happen. I'll just watch the highlights on YouTube the next day. Or I'll just catch up when I get back. Like, I ain't got time.
You're on vacation.
I ain't got time. I love you, Bron, but.
You set your lineups.
You already got your money. Oh, that's a fact. I'm definitely setting my lineup. My lineup for the whole week. And I'm going to have my Wi-Fi out there, make sure anybody get hurt or nothing. I'm good. I'm locked in. I'm charged up. What else is going on? We got, oh.
Wait, do you think he lasts until the trade deadline?
Nah.
You think it happens this month?
This month, ooh.
Before Halloween?
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay. I would agree.
Because it has to. It's just.
I'd say like mid-November.
Yeah, so. The chemistry is just. There's no way the chemistry is going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be night after night.
Y'all already let it be known y'all don't like each other.
And you're going to have media hyping it up, not to mention all the stuff that's going to be happening behind the scenes that we won't know about.
Every chance the media gets, like they're going to ask them something about it. All three of them are literally going to have to skip media. Like after, like it.
Everything, where they sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Do they dap each other when they're on the court?
Yep.
Are they freezing out each other?
I noticed Jimmy Butler gave you a great pass and you didn't dap him up after.
Yeah.
What was that about?
That's
like,
coming.
It's literally going to be like that. Like that little tic-tacky, like just looking at everything, like just, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then Kat's going to be mad that he's still in this situation.
Yep. God bless him.
God bless him. Yep. Word. You're a billionaire, Glenn Taylor. He can figure it out. He'd be all right.
Someone wants Jimmy Butler. It's just they got to be willing to.
You got to find the right. Because potentially you could wait till the trade deadline. And then a contender's like, oh, wow. He can really take us over the top. We'll give you this and this. And it ends up being better than what you get offered now. Or you just wait and people see how bad it is. And they just offer you something even worse.
Minnesota's in a lose-lose.
Because you
keep them. The chemistry is terrible. You're not going to win. And then it's also like. Teams know he's a free agent next year. I'm not going to. Honestly, I don't want to give up a first round pick for him if he's not going to potentially re-sign with me.
Apparently, he said he is going to re-sign in Miami.
I wouldn't be surprised. Dwayne Wade's like, they're like new besties now.
Yeah.
And it's Miami, I mean.
Well, maybe Riley's just starting out low and maybe eventually meets the demands. Who knows?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I saw another one that Bam was in a deal.
They like Bam Adebayo. I think that's why they want to keep him. Minnesota wanted Bam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they like Bam, and that's why they want. That's why they nixed that deal, because they have more faith in Bam than they do in
Whiteside. Who's their best player? The Heat.
Talent wise.
Yeah.
Probably Whiteside.
Damn.
Because I would say Whiteside's better than Dragic. Wade is old now. Yeah, it has to be Whiteside.
Yeah, I'd be wondering when there's like certain deals on the table. Like, I wonder what deals are on the table where people are like hesitant. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I wonder if the Lake is like, if you could really get Kawhi, shouldn't you just do it?
Oh.
You know? There's certain people like, I remember the Paul George with LA. I was like, if they wait, they wait. But there's certain people. Like, if you could get, like, a Kawhi now or, say, Anthony Davis gets disgruntled.
Yeah. Because Paul George isn't life-changing.
There you go. Exactly.
He'll probably get you to the first round of the playoffs, but he's not life-changing. Not life-changing to where you got to, like, be letting go. At that time, they would have had to let go of, like, Kuzma or one of their young assets. And it's just like, nah, we'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then he going to try to say, well, they should have came and got me when they went. Nah, you good. You good.
Well, if you were the Celtics and you could get Anthony Davis right now.
Facts. I'm on it.
Well, what's your deal? Who's untouchable?
No one.
No one.
No
Even
one.
Even Kyrie?
Oh, Kyrie. We gotta have Kyrie.
I think Kyrie would be the only one.
Yeah, because you gotta at least pair him with another superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Kyrie.
D-guy.
Yeah, Kyrie's off. Off limits. Talk to me about anyone else. Gordon Hayward's definitely gone.
Yeah. Would you give up Tatum? You wouldn't want to. Obviously, you don't want to give up anyone of note, but if they ask for Tatum.
Tatum and who? It depends. I won't let go of Tatum and Hayward.
I know. I'd give them both. Would you give them Tatum and Jaylen?
Ooh.
You got to pick. Or you throw Horford in there.
Oh, Horford can be gone. Horford was already there. He's already packing his bags. I didn't even mention his name because he already knew he was gone.
They got so much assets. I wonder what they do with him. But
I'm sure they're probably like.
Do you think news breaks this season about Anthony Davis unhappiness?
They would have. Oh, facts. They'd have to do like a Tatum. I'm trying to be sure, but the the money has to somewhat even out.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He on that Mega Max.
Yeah. So you got Horford. Yeah, Horford, Tatum. Probably like a Marcus Smart or a pick.
It's interesting.
Because if you do Hayward, you can't do Hayward and Horford because both of them are making like too much money.
Word. Isn't Hayward getting like 30 mil a season?
Yeah, well, this season he's about to get 30. Yeah,
he what did he get for last season?
Like 27. He was on the old max, that's why. The old max. Ain't even. And Hayward's not even on a new max. He was on the older version of the max too. Like, what did he get? Like 5 years, 120, I think Hayward got.
God bless.
That's a deal now.
God bless his agent, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to come and show and prove.
Yeah, so they'll probably, you can trade Hayward. If I was them, I'd be like, yo, I want to trade Hayward. If I was New Orleans, I'd be like, yo, I don't want him. I want Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum, Al Horford, and probably Rozier or pick.
Damn, they loaded.
Yeah.
They're going to destroy.
Or probably Rozier and a pick.
They might destroy Philly.
Anthony Davis? So you got, so say you lose those pieces, right? You still got Kyrie Irving. Who's the starting two guard? Oh, you still got Jason Tatum. Damn. No. Or you still have Gordon Hayward or Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown. You can throw whoever you want at four.
And then little Baines in there?
Baines in there playing just to play with him. And then Anthony Davis.
Damn.
Oh, Boston don't get Anthony Davis. I'm tired of them motherfuckers winning.
Nah. Go join Braun.
Word. Go join Braun. Then KD come to the Mecca. Oof. I forgive him so fast. I get a jersey.
Yeah, I'm trying not to buy into these rumors. I'm not even gonna.
Cause yeah, they were talking about Kyrie was coming to New York, and
I believe that too.
I still believe that.
I don't really believe him when he say that he definitely.
First of all, what else was he supposed to say?
That's true.
He's at a fan media day, and they asking him that. We're going to say, oh, I'm not, you know. Nah, I plan to stay here. He was very, very select. I plan to stay here if y'all will have me. There's two, what's the shit called? What are those things called? Not nominators. I think that's what they're called. I don't know. I forget. There's like a term like in logic. It was like two if then this like this. I think it's called nominators. I'm not sure exactly what they're called, but I forget. It escapes me right now. But there's two of them in there. I plan to stay, and then if you have me, there's too many hoops to jump through for that one. You planning? Plans change. Plans do change.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
And I don't see Danny Ainge offer him the Supermax.
Yeah, with his knee troubles. Hey.
Can he afford to also? They got a lot of players on the contract.
Dolan.
Dolan do it.
Write a blank, yep.
Write a blank. Check. We'll go to luxury tax just to get knocked out in the second round. We did it before.
Just to have him here?
Yeah. The energy that'll bring, Kyrie Porzingis.
Shit.
I take KD though, but.
Of course.
I take Kevin Durant. Damn,
Kevin Durant every day in Madison Square Garden.
I wouldn't be able to go because fucking tickets are really expensive as hell as it is.
I know.
And would KD go?
Maybe when he comes to Barclays.
you ever try to go to the Knicks Nets game?
No.
Them things are not cheap.
Oh, at Barclays?
Oh, because the Knicks, whenever they come in, it's just like insanity. When I used to live in North Carolina, I used to go to a Hornets game for like $10. Ted.
Something tells me ain't much changed.
That's why. But you see, like, they're talking about when they did the revenue sharing this year, the Hornets were one of the teams that said that they lost money this past season. Hey, I don't know if I believe it, though.
I don't.
Sure, they're cooking the books.
Yeah.
Cooking the books up. Get more of this revenue sharing. But yeah, I just go to games for $10 and can see just fine. Okay. Go to Barclays. Cheapest ticket is probably $50. And you'll be squinting.
Yeah.
Your boy, though.
Who?
Aubrey Graham.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be on the shop.
With GOAT. With GOAT himself.
That's going to be so good.
With GOAT himself.
Did you see the clip?
Nah.
1 minute clip. Drake is talking to LeBron about he doesn't want to overstay his welcome. Like, he doesn't want to be here. When he's past his prime.
Drake doesn't or LeBron
Drake,
doesn't?
Drake is telling LeBron this. That he's seen a lot of people just overstay and they're here past their prime, that he's giving out music and people are like, nah, we're good. Then LeBron was like, you gotta have people around. You gotta fuck with people that'll be
Bron.
Honest with you.
Yeah. Yo.
Big Bron.
Bron a new nigga that way now. You think he was on one of them gummies?
Might have been.
You mega fuck chill.
And what's his name? I think Maverick Carter was there too.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it was just whoever that guy is that's always there.
Mav.
Yeah, Mav.
Mav or Rich is one of them.
Mav.
Yeah.
Mav. But yeah, it's a 1 minute clip. Got my attention. All I needed was to hear who was
you
on.
You gotta
it.
Fuck people with what though?
Hmm?
You gotta fuck.
Oh, to be honest with you, that keep it real with you.
Mm.
Yeah. That'll let you know that, yo, you're not as good as you once were. Like, you know, you gotta scale it back now. Yeah. Yo. So I am very, very excited to head home on a Friday night and watch the rest of that combo.
I'm about to set that on a DVR. Come back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Actually, I'll just watch it on HBO Go. It'll be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just do that.
Yeah, on demand whenever you need it.
Damn, Bron.
Yeah, he's just going to be popping up with these just... I like it. It's not on a set schedule. He just pop up when he got one, and he bringing them.
You know why he dropping it right now, though?
Why?
Season about to start next week.
Oh, yeah.
It's like perfect, like leading into the weekend right before the season start.
Mm-hmm.
Drizzy?
They don't play until next Thursday.
Yeah. NBA blessed them with that schedule.
Yeah.
And they open up against Portland.
That's a good enough test to
see, yeah, open a night test. I'm glad they didn't open them against Golden State.
Nah, they got, what, 3 months for that?
They playing them two preseason games, though, back to back.
Yeah, tonight?
Tonight. No. Wednesday.
Wednesday and Friday?
Yeah. I'm not going to watch either. I doubt Bron plays.
Yeah. I'll wait till the real thing.
Yeah, real thing. When did they play the first time? Christmas time? Damn. They really gave Bron a lot of time to get his shit together before he got to see them Warriors.
Yeah. You looking out.
They going to get smacked.
I know. Destroyed.
It don't matter how much time they got.
Yeah, that shit might get gruesome.
Yeah, it's going to be like one of the third quarters where it's like 89-63, and then Steph come down and hit another three.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 92. And then
more roars Bron in the crowd.
Sit down on the bench and
his towel overhead.
Yeah, Bay Area's going nuts and at the Oracle.
Like, damn, can't wait to get back on the PJ. Yeah. On Christmas, too. Yeah. You're going to have to get your head caved in on Christmas.
Marv Albert and Brienne's going in.
Bang!
Yeah.
Yo! The Warriors unconscious from deep.
Yo.
Bang! Yeah, you know, it's one of them games where Jeff Van Gundy just get off in a tangent about something. They just start their podcast. The game not even going on.
Him
you know
Mark
when they
Jackson
have their podcast?
They just start talking about life.
I love them, yo.
Yo.
This should be hilarious. That's when you know your game trash.
Isn't Stan Van Gundy going to join them?
I hope not.
That's what. No, not on the, damn.
Not in the booth. Oh, not, and what the NBA countdown?
He's gonna be like a sideline, like on. He's doing something with the NBA now. He's something with ESPN, yeah. Something with the ABC.
Right, as long as he's not ruining
Stephen
the chemistry.
A must have been high the other day. He said that he thinks it'd be best if they replace Mark Jackson with Stan Van Gundy, so the Van Gundys can do it together.
I don't ever want to hear that again.
Yeah, I said, what?
I don't ever want to hear that again. I remember when he was coaching, I was like, damn, I missed them. Because they all got chemistry, just the two of them.
Yeah.
Whichever pair you choose, but the three are just.
Nah. And replace Mark Jackson?
Yeah. Stan Van Gundy is not Jeff Van Gundy.
No.
The tangents aren't the same. There's levels to this.
Yo.
Complaining about the ref, there's levels.
I was just saying that. When he starts complaining about refs and the poor ref and the calls, yo, he goes in. Can't wait for the NBA season to come back.
I know. You saw Max also say before we get off the NBA that Durant wasn't going to be a top five player after this season. It's one of the smart ones. It's just like,
they're just too over analytical. That's why. He's just too into the numbers.
You might need to take a breather. You need a vacation, huh?
Wait, who did he say was going to be better than him? He said LeBron,
Giannis,
Anthony Davis,
Kawhi.
He said he's going to be fifth. That's what he said.
He taked out. He need a break.
Yeah.
You start saying, come on now. He's still in a snack dag in his prime. He trying to be not even 30 yet.
Trying to replace Skip Bayless.
Oh, no.
I said, he could be top. He said it. So he said it first. He said it on First Take, but he said it first on Get Up in the Morning. And Jalen Rose, like, that's a failed drug test. As soon as he said it, he's like, that's a failed drug test.
That's all you need. That sums it up perfectly.
He didn't get mad. He's like, that's a failed drug test. And that was like his only rebuttal. That's all he said. That's a failed drug test.
God bless Jalen.
Oh, man. Am I forgetting something? What else? Is that it?
I think so.
I think we tackled everything for this week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think, yeah, man, we ran the gambit. Yeah, we got Connor. Spoke about that. Yeah, we spoke about everything that was popping this weekend. Yeah, man, as always.
Oh, the Suns fired their GM.
Eh, we'll brush past that.
Okay.
Nah, I mean, James Jones. Who they fired? What's the name of the GM they fired?
Yeah,
some white man. I told you, see? We ain't prepared for this. Nope. I ain't do my research.
And I don't care.
They fired some white man, but James Jones going to be the interim GM. You see that LeBron James tree?
Yes.
It's growing. He put his people in places. See Tyronn Lue still in Cleveland?
Yep.
What's that guy's name? James Posey?
He's
assistant coach.
Where?
In Cleveland.
Oh.
You see? LeBron just put his people in place. Damon Jones in Cleveland, assistant coach. Anyone with LeBron, like, we really fuck with you, move along? Here, you go here. You go here.
Damn.
People got coaching jobs. James Jones about to be a GM of an NBA team.
They said he's smart.
I believe.
Yep.
We're going to let it go.
Exactly.
As always, guys, thank you for checking out the podcast. Make sure you guys rate, subscribe, share with everyone. Check out the IG page, IGTV, YouTube page. We got the full-length episodes, some clips on both. Hit us up on Twitter, IG, all that stuff, Cooling Out Pod. Any suggestions, questions, hit us in the email, coolingoutpod@gmail.com. All that stuff, man. We're going to keep doing this for you guys. And as always, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.